They're already there.
It's like, hey, we should go. Let's talk more. Let's do that. That's pretty normal.
I wasn't sure if you were really fully on board with that.
I was kind I gave mixed signals. Yeah. I'll admit to that. Yeah.
Go ahead. Huh? Go ahead. Do a thing.
Oh, live from the sixth floor base of the Guys Gains and Beer Towers. It's a podcast that'll crush your head. It's Guys Gains and Beer. Crush your head. I am
enthusiastic.
Clash.
Weapons cache. Sorry, I distracted us.
Yeah, it's okay.
If some of you saw
this weekend, is kind of our thing.
If some of you saw this weekend, we did. We got together. We played a little crossbows and catapults.
We did an unboxing of it.
Yeah, we did an unboxing on that. So we did a little video on that. We're still talking about it because we enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
I remember that being fun.
Definitely brought back childhood memories.
Yeah,
but the
updates are really kind of.
Oh my god, the price is really reasonable on that. Huh?
That's
for the
base set.
Yeah, the base set.
As opposed to Fortress Wars is what we actually.
That's actually gotten cheaper, man. I paid more.
That's not too bad.
I think it's already in that. Hovering in that.
It's 90 bucks.
70,
80.
90
bucks.
90 bucks. Yeah.
There's a Miniature Market has it for $71.99, but I guess shipping's $100.
However.
I don't want to ruin the whole lot.
It is breaking the rule of weight.
Yeah, that it does break.
It breaks your
weight rule.
It is a very light game for
it
that
breaks
cost.
Your weight rule.
Well, the pieces can't be heavy, otherwise it would never fall down from a little.
It comes with two crossbows.
I feel all my pieces with cocks.
Really?
Two catapults, 30 basic bricks, 26 specialty building pieces, 22 plastic figures, 16 plastic flags and shields. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 ammo discs, a sheet of punch terrain. That's fun stuff.
The punch terrain wasn't useful, actually.
44 cards, 2 sticker sheets, because God bless it, you want some stickers.
No, they just...
Robot. Do they stick to the items?
But here's the thing. They serve no function. They are
strictly
for
decoration. That's true. There were game functioning stickers.
Oh,
and just for the hell of it, fun stickers.
Okay, so sticker sheet 1 is like a game one. Yeah.
Right.
Sticker sheet 2 is
stickers you need to.
The crossbows and catapults window sticker.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, it was. I saw some of those. You could decorate your catapults and your crossbow with them and stuff.
Yeah, cool.
I can buy some. I love the mecha. This website lists mechanisms: flicking, hand movement, hand management. All right, variable player powers and variable. Well, sounds like masturbation.
It's a new take on the kinetic based game.
There you go.
Yeah,
I like the kinetic physics.
I like the look of the discs kinetic. Here. They look pretty good.
No, the game's a lot of fun.
We had fun. We're still talking about
it. Yeah, really.
You know?
I was at a wedding. What a bummer. No, I got pretty lit.
I'm shocked you got lit.
You probably had a good time.
We brought the Scooby-Doo head, and we brought, we did the Timu by a bunch of lighted, a bunch of light sticks thing. So I ran out there, and the Scooby-Doo head, which I like to do at dance things, usually you have a co-pilot, your wife, Darlene, will help guide you through the crowd because
you
can't see shit and your head is at
so
275 degrees. It's like an oven in that thing.
Just like Disney.
Yeah. So I get in there and Darlene's gone. She's like, she thought we were leaving afterwards, so she's like saying goodbye to people, and now I don't know where I'm at. I'm throwing shit out, and then the DJ's like, Scooby-Doo! And, fuck, And it gets it was insane. I'm like trying to hand them all out, and then you don't want to take, it ruins it if you take the hat off.
Yeah,
you can't take it off. So I'm now blind, bumping into everything, tripping over chairs. It was great.
And the DJ's just like, this guy's hilarious!
And I'm pretty much in the back.
His slapstick is above par.
I guess, I was doing a cartoon thing. Yeah,
exactly it.
Yeah, and I was pretty drunk. I wasn't massively drunk, but.
But you were drunk enough.
Yeah, I was drunk enough.
All right, hey.
I will say, as far as the weight rule goes on that game, they make up in volume of pieces.
Okay, good.
So,
point.
You know, they.
So yeah, you think volume might be something that we got to add to that?
Yeah, it may have to
be. To the rule.
Yeah, so if you're above 100 pieces of flair.
An extra bonus amount. It has to go into it. Cubic feet of gaming.
There you go.
Something to measure by.
All right, let's do this.
Ba-da-bum.
Ba-da-bum-bum. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Hits an all-time high.
Okay, hey. All
right.
So, this is kind of going to break my own rule here, because I liked the label, all right? So tonight we got something from Half Acre, and actually we've done, what was the one we did? Daisy Cutter. We did their Daisy Cutter a while.
So you like the imagery of a snake in the grass.
I do kind of like that.
What's that fire?
It's called, no, it's grass.
What's torch?
It's
probably green torch.
Both representative.
I suppose
there.
You're right. It could be green.
It's
fire.
It's a fire. It's so grass-like, but it also could be very.
Do you have a description for this one? They don't have a description on the can.
They say delicious.
Do you like snakes? Do you like green fire? Well, you're gonna love green torch.
Okay. All right. Rob, what's the description?
Green torch hits right between the eyes. Super clean lager pushed lake aside. Super clean lager, pushed lakeside tropical with a sticky dose of lime. Cracker crisp, limeade citrus, with details tucked into the corners. Easy curls with this one, 4.5 ABV.
So it's an all-day drinker, that's for sure. So, all right. I'm not thrilled with that
sticky limeade. I'm like,
thank you. That was not a good description.
Well, now at least if it's limeade, I know it's going to be...
That is lighter than I thought it was going to be.
Thank you.
Flavor.
Yeah. Well, I was expecting like a Bud Lime type of thing.
No, it's not that limey.
I guess a sweetness middle.
Yeah, it's a lager, yeah.
So, yeah, but I mean, so is Bud Light Lime.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but it's a rice based.
So, I mean, there's something.
But it's not punching me in the face with the lime.
That's what I was worried about with that description.
Fuck me too, they said sticky lime. What do you mean sticky lime?
Sticky lime,
like
maybe.
It's never going away.
Mm-hmm.
It's lime, but actually.
Limeade citrus. Like,
right.
I mean,
so,
can you literally buy limeades and just go.
So,
like.
Yeah, I feel like I've taken possibly a PBR. And just poured a limeade into
the
PBR.
Here's the thing. I was thinking, you know, if you've had a Mexican beer where they put a lime in it.
Yeah.
That's very much what you're getting here.
Mm-hmm.
And the lime is so light that it's more like, I just took a lime and I, you know, popped it into the bottle. So like a Corona. A little stronger than a Corona.
Right.
More like a Modelo with a lime. It's kind of like a Modelo with a lime in it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I used to drink this quite a bit as a young kid. I used to actually drink like Kool-Aid.
6 years old.
Lime.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm getting some notes of that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So they were kids when they said
limeade.
Lime.
Yeah, he used to drink. Yeah, he used to drink lagers, yeah. He was six. We all did, actually.
See, I'm not getting a whole lot of sweetness, though. Like I said, to me, it's like a Modelo with a lime stuck in it. It really is.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, but it's just not the same. It's lime, but it's not the same lime as like Bud Light Lime.
No, it's not.
It's totally different.
I
don't
get what you mean
thing.
With like Kool-Aid though.
Yeah.
If you have a gummy bear and take a sip, you get more lime flavor.
Really amp it up. Really amp it up. Yeah, and maybe that's the process they used or something like that.
Like a lime extract instead of using like lime juice or something.
Right. Yeah. Right. I think. Like, I think Bud Light Lime says it uses juice.
Okay, so they're like, it's more like a rattler at that point. They're putting juice into it.
Yeah. So maybe that's what the difference is.
You know, I'm okay with this. I'd say probably a hot weather drinker better, though. You know, I mean,
like a summer.
Yeah.
Well, you're standing at the top of a toboggan slide.
In Japan.
This is not what you're drinking?
No. No, not because of the flavor. Actually, the flavor is really good. It's light. It's crisp. They got the crisp part right. I will give them that.
I don't know. I got no cracker.
I didn't. Yeah, the cracker part. You're the cracker. I didn't say the cracker part was right. I said the crisp part. The cracker part was like, why the fuck did you put cracker in a description? Cracker?
You know, yeah, I think cracker that was a crisp. Stupid.
Cracker crisp. I think it's a dumbass description. You could have just said crisp, okay? We would have gotten it. You ever stay a saltine? They aren't very crisp, okay?
I mean, they're crisp, but I mean, it's just not a flavor I want in my beer.
Cracker flavor.
No, I mean,
beer.
It's solid. All right, let's go around and do the questions. Jacob, party cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it does taste good, but also, you know, maybe this is a sobering up beer as well.
4.5, yeah, you bet, dude. This is I got to sober up before I go home. 4.5 all night now.
That's where I was going, or a beer that I would just be like, I'm just grabbing this, but so that way I'm not
hammered.
Powering through. I'm just be like, I'm drinking a beer at this, you know, party.
Wisco water.
Yeah.
Wisco water. All right, Ryan?
Yeah, I could grab from party. Grab cooler, yeah.
Larry?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. All right, I would definitely grab it from the party cooler. It's solid. Rob, how about you?
Yeah, I'd do it. And I mean,
the 4.5 to me is very attractive. Again,
I agree on end of the night,
an all day drinker, an end of the night drinker, whatever. If you got to hold out, again, warm weather. All right, well,
I got a feeling this would give you some gut rot if you like drank it all day long.
That's a good question.
Well, but definitely, it's tasty. I mean, there could be some acidity, I suppose.
All right, pub.
If it's trivia night pub.
Okay.
Want something lighter for it, but yeah, I'd get this.
I can understand that.
Well, I don't know. I come up with my best answers.
I think I would. I mean, probably not something I would usually go for, but it's not bad.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, pub. I could probably still get that pub.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Larry, pub?
You know, probably.
Yeah,
it just depends on what else is there. It's not gonna scream to me, but if I see it there and
hot summer day,
hanging
out at the pub, sit outside maybe.
That's
me. In the summertime, definitely would order this at the pub. Outdoor pub, definitely order it at the pub. Again, middle of winter. Rob, how about you, pub?
Yeah. I mean, it would. I'd have to be in the right mood.
Yeah.
You know. It's a mood beer.
The fact it's a 4.5.
Stop screaming.
No.
It's not. But it's, you know, something that's just a solid drinker.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't find anything
that's
offensive
fair.
With it.
That's why I go, okay, am I going to beer and trivia night with wife and friends? Yeah? Okay.
Easy drinker.
I'm going to drink this so that way I'm still fresh and in my head when the movie trivia stuff comes around.
Yep. Sure, when the wife says, what kind of night are we going to have? And you pull one of these out, she's like, okay. It's going to be all right.
You pull out the IPA and she's like, oh, fuck.
Okay.
Yes, because she goes...
Nothing but milk stout, no.
Because if the wife sees me pull an IPA, she knows that I've had a shit day and I just want to shit on myself.
All right. In 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's a solid all around. Again, nothing spectacular. Could have done with a little less description, guys. You really don't have to push the descriptions like that. Tell us what it is.
I do have some questions about this. Like, what is the snake even doing there?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, daisy cutter, you're like, well, you know what a daisy
oh,
cutter
yeah,
is.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So I was trying to figure out, does Green Torch mean something?
Is there a snake called Green Torch?
I don't know. And now, is that torches around it, or is that grass
I'm thinking
it
is fire. I think
now,
it's green
now
fire.
Now just say, yeah, it's green fire.
You know, green fire, that's fine.
Yeah,
is there just a snake?
What's the backstory, man? What's the backstory?
I mean, I
want to know. All right.
What if there is none? And then just went.
It just looked cool.
This looks cool.
Cool snake.
I draw something.
Well, I guess it at least worked because that's what drew time.
It did.
It.
No, I bought it because the label caught my eye.
Like, it looks cool. And I don't think you said we have had
We've done Half Acre before. So Half Acre Brewing out of Chicago, Illinois. Judge Rob, let's pass verdict on Green Torch Lime Lager. And again, guys, normally you know me, I would not have picked up a lime lager. Literally, Larry's right. The label caught my eye. I picked it up because of the label.
I'm going to say one more thing.
All right.
I think this is actually, if you like Bud Lime and you're like, boy, I wish it was more of a beer. That's not like a.
I would agree with you on this.
This is more beer, less lime, as opposed to like a Bud Lime that is more lime, less beer. This is a lot more
beery.
Yeah, I like it. Is it still military? Green Torch?
Oh, that would make sense.
Because Daisy Cutter was a military.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. So lights. They call them green.
Oh, the green.
That actually makes sense. That could be because, I mean, they didn't want Daisy Cutter, dude. All right.
Anyway.
Judge Rob, what's my verdict on this?
All right, for Green Torch Lime Lager on the charge of being a Family Dollar superhero, I find you guilty. Sentence you to
drinking!
That name triggered me.
We've got Brown Liquor Christmas coming up pretty quick here, Rob.
Yeah, Brown Liquor Christmas.
That was a month away?
What was that, the 20th?
Something like the 20th, yeah. Yeah, Friday the 20th. Yeah,
Friday the 20th. It'll be great because it'll be like still...
Jet-lagged.
Jet-lagged, for sure. They'll probably just fall asleep.
That's true.
It's entirely possible, not going to lie.
Maybe that's all right. Or you'll be better.
Again, remind you guys, we will be... some of the crew is going to Japan. We'll be doing some... recording, and we'll be doing some live videos from Japan, so keep an eye open for that stuff. Rob, you got a whole bunch of stuff coming up.
Yeah, next week we're going to have an indie game interview. The following week, Japan week, we'll be posting the rest of the PGX stuff.
Yeah, then we'll start
the
next batch.
Packed up and ready to go now, so.
Well,
did somebody put them in a nice format that I could...
Did that work okay?
Oh, yeah. They sound good now, don't they?
Yeah, well, you cleaned up the audio. No, I know. You cleaned up the audio. I know. I just...
They actually were pretty good.
Stripped the audio for you. I figured you could do what you needed to do.
Yeah, they were well within range, which was good. I like when they're well within range.
Excellent. So, a lot... And besides the PGX, as soon as he's done with the PGX, then we got a whole bunch of game hole interviews that'll be coming out on the audio only as well. Or not audio only. Audio as well. So, lots of good stuff coming up. We've got so much content lately, guys. So, keep an eye out for lots of stuff coming up. Go back, check out some of the old content.
We'll be recycling. Most we'll be of upcycling some. Yeah, we'll be upcycling some, because now that we're on RSS.com, we can store a few more.
Nice.
Which is always nice, as opposed to the 100 podcast limit we used to have on our rickety old server for our podcast. So.
Yeah, so lots more coming up.
I think we're the last people on there.
18 billion of them.
There's a lot of them. You can check them out, by the way, at archive.org if you want.
They are all there.
Yep. Anything else to say? Not a whole lot. This is every episode is brought to you by Lionheart Racing. All the joys
by the way,
of racing.
Hi, George.
Yeah, hi, George. All the joys of racing without the rubber hot dogs. You can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. If you look at the top right side, there's that big red, white, and blue 77 logo. Click through there. Check out some racing.
And they got some big stuff coming up.
We do have some big stuff. We got to try and get George on. George, you got to come on.
No. You know what's going on, right?
Yeah.
The thing down in Chicago. So, yeah, we'll be seeing him in the not-too-distant future anyway. So.
Fair enough. But... should be on the show.
Yeah, he should actually be on the show, too. He could actually talk about that while he's on the show.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
That's a crazy thing. It's like a podcast.
I know. Jesus. I thought he was wrapping things up.
I know. It happens.
I'm distracted, okay?
Another 45. If today's really bad, I've got the attention span of a gnat. It's going to get worse.
Make two of us.
It's going to get worse. Oh, you can also check us out at www.youtube.com/guysgamesandbeer. Also, if you want to check out the dankest of dank memes by Master Memetology Dallas. God, that's hard to say after the Jameson. You can check us out at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Check out the Guys Games and Beer support group. Don't do it while you're at work.
No. God, no. Please don't do it while you're at work.
There's some shit on there that'll burn your eyeballs.
Real quick, we're now on Blue Sky. Just look, Guys Games of Beer. We're Guys Games of Beer everywhere we go. I will give away a free game on Blue Sky tomorrow.
Yay! That's a good idea.
So so if you are listening and you're interested, there will be a free game up on the Blue Sky site tomorrow.
I'll have to have it.
Because, like, we don't have enough fucking social media sites.
To my utterly...
Who the hell's Blue Sky?
Smiling at me.
They used to be, like, a beer commercial.
They're
they've been around forever, actually.
They're decentralized, too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're decentralized. That's kind of nice. Which I like to be centralized.
Yeah, but a little bit easier usage. I just signed up for them.
Yeah, no. They've been around for quite a long time now, but they're kind of catching on now. Because we need one more damn social media site we have to try to keep up on.
We do. Speaking of that, you can chase a dollar.
Okay, let's check us out
on Instagram.
Check us out on Grindr.
Yeah, there you go.
And Woof.
And Woof.
Guys, Games, and we'll buy you a beer.
And meow. And meow, too. I figured I'd follow them.
Alright,
hey.
Later
we'll
on.
We'll see y'all next week.
Bye-bye.
Great episode.